It's the Weekend Update.
And what was ever so weekend worthy? Heads up, though, by the way, looking down the road, not only do we have the stock show right around the bend.
I know.
Oh, yes. That's when it really will get cold and wintry. It's also our Hank FM New Year's Eve party on the boardwalk, Lake Granbury Conference Center. And we will set you up. Coming up with Hank-A-Rama at 8 o'clock for you to win a pair of passes to get you in. That's like a couple hundred dollars worth, folks.
For crying out loud, so we'll get you set. Good prize.
And you can drop the ball with Hank FM and win your way coming up at 8 o'clock. But along as we're on the air tomorrow, we're actually on the air Friday, too.
Well, you're here. I'm off.
I'm here on Friday.
Ken Buckner.
I'm going to go see my best friend, Miranda Lambert.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then in betwixt, Wednesday we'll kick it off and it'll roll all the way through. It's our Hank FM 24 hours of Christmas. So this kicks off noon, Christmas Eve. It goes through noon while you're wrapping the presents and all that good stuff. And we'll still play a lot of Christmas songs throughout the day after that. But yeah, as you... Because it's always an effort. You know, it's like, hey, put on Christmas music or something. And then you're like 6 hours of searching on YouTube. And it's like David Bowie and Bing Crosby's Little Drummer Boy.
The struggle is
real. Beats you
into
submission. Or you try one of those fake fire logs. And, ugh.
I mean, it's no Yule log.
So, especially if you're out of town and stuff like that and a lot of transit. Take the Hank FM app. Put it on there. There you go. Start streaming it. Nothing but Christmas music. Solid.
Or
24 hours.
Someone else is trying to play DJ at Aunt Nancy's house. Just yell out, hey, Alexa, play 92.1 Hank FM, and boom,
we appear. Coming off a weekend, we'll size this up next. Big sports, but congratulations to all the victors in the Texas high school football ranks. Not so much in the college football ranks for our fine state, but that's okay. What was your victorious moment from the weekend?
I don't know that I have a victorious moment, but I'm here. Is that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew something was iffy when Thing 2 decided to take a three-hour nap on Friday, and I knew it wasn't just because, oh, he's tired from school. No. Then it came. It was the fever, and I don't know if you knew this right on the heels of open enrollment. Tamiflu is especially expensive during flu season. He's being treated, and... I'm also really good buddies with the Amazon delivery guy now because I can't go anywhere. But I'll say the personal shopper at the Lee compound has very good taste. That girl is going places.
Excellent.
So what about you? You did the... You had no sleep and then you were tasting cake.
Yeah.
I heard.
We concluded. Well, I say we concluded. Let's just say we got everything out and then in. It's a mess, but I'm saying it's done because I'm done with it.
That's it.
But 5 days until the wedding, yeah. So Friday after the show, you may have seen this on our Hank socials and whatnot. We went up there to Kroger, and we got a surprise at 7:47. It was cake tasting, and it was the flower choosing. And it's 7:47 when we get Elle on. If you plan to be there at the wedding... The food is going to be so good. I mean, yeah, sure, two people are getting married, but the food is going to be so incredible.
But that's a major flex because sometimes the food is not good at weddings.
I mean...
And River Ranch is going to fix all this.
Just in case she had cold feet, she's still going to show up to get a to-go plate. I tell you that much. So we'll call Ellen. Still make sure she's going. But also that little surprise coming up at 7:47 when it comes to the food. But I pick up my tux after the show today. So I'm going to go see Jim down there at Tuxedo Outlet in South Fort Worth. So I'll look all snazzy for that. But in the midst of all this, we finally jammed Christmas in on Saturday.
Aww.
We got the Christmas tree, a real tree, which is not easy to do in Texas. Mm-hmm. It's also not easy to find a Christmas stand for a real tree. It's crazy.
And it's expensive. Yes. You not have enough,
it's $60. This better last the life of mine.
$60 is a bargain. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. You remember how that used to be? Kmart be like $4.
Madam K's.
Looked like they were going to fall apart, but they would last in perpetuity all the way to hand down to general. I wish I had that.
That's nice.
One, yeah.
That's a sweet tradition.
We went and tried to go look at Christmas lights, but the two places that we tried, there were far more taillights in the line to get to the Christmas lights than any of us wanted to tackle.
Yeah.
So, saw a lot of taillights. That was fun.
Look, kids. Pretty.
Big Ben Parliament.
Hey!
Yeah. But in the midst of all this, I got sick yesterday.
Sick? Or like...
So I started hacking, like coughing on Saturday night. It's like, it's okay. I'm fine. Dry cough, and I know I wasn't fine, but I was telling everybody I was fine. I'm gonna be all right. This is not the time at all. And then I just laid in bed. And most of yesterday. And Elle and the kiddo went out, and I guess they did Christmas shopping and things and stuff like that. Periodically checked my pulse and make sure I was still of the living. Yeah, and that was debatable. And then they propped me up and they decorated the tree. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Nelly the cat knocked off half of it. They put it back on. Yeah. But you know,
cat
I'm surviving. But I'm fine. I'm gonna be fine.
Yay!
Doing great?
Can I buy some black market Tamiflu from you?
I know a girl.